kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Hinahanapan ngayon ng Australia ng karagdagang impormasyon ang pagiging epektibo at ligtas ng Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine matapos maiulat sa Norway ang pagkamatay ng ilang matatanda na nabakunahan. Mayroong 29 na nursing home residents na nakaranas ng side effects at 13 na ang namatay sa report ng Norwegian Medical Regulator. Ang mga pasyenteng nasawi ay nasa edad 80 pataas. Sa panayam sa Euronews, sinabi ni chief physician mula sa Norwegian Medicines Agency, Steinar Madsen, na walang dapat ikabahala dito.
This is not frightening. We expected to have some deaths in the nursing homes, and this is only 13 cases, about 30,000 patients, so it's very, very rare. So people does not have to be afraid of the vaccination.
Dagdag pa ni Madsen, inatasan na ang mga doktor sa Norway na magkaroon ng panibagong pagsusuri sa mga mahihina at matatandang pasyente para malaman kung kakayanin ng kanilang katawan ang vaccine.
It's very difficult to standardize this. This will be a decision made by the attending physician, the nurses, the relatives, and the patient itself. And what we say that if you have patients who are very frail, very sick, and have a short remaining lifespan, you should do some extra evaluation of the appropriateness of vaccinating these patients.
Humihingi naman ng direktang abiso ang Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade ng Australia mula sa Norwegian government tungkol sa isyung ito. 10 million doses ng Pfizer vaccine ang nasa naunang kasunduan na kukunin ng Australia. Sapat ito sa 5 milyong tao na tatanggap ng 2 doses ng vaccine. Ayon kay Acting Prime Minister Michael McCormack, sinisiguro nila na prioridad ang kalusugan at kaligtasan ng mga tao.
And it's also why we've not put all our eggs in one basket. So, of course, we've got other options. And, of course, AstraZeneca as well, Novavax. We've got other options. We've got enough doses to, of course, roll out right across the nation free of charge and to also provide a vaccine from February for the Pacific Islands as well. So throughout the year, we're going to ensure that the vaccine is swift, yes, but safe. Absolute paramount, it will be safe.
Samantala, sinabi naman ni Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt na dapat pagkatiwalaan ng publiko ang mga abiso mula sa mga medical regulator ng Australia na Therapeutic Goods Administration.
I have been in contact with the TGA, requested that they seek additional information both from the company but also from the Norwegian medical regulator. Safety is Australia's number one priority, and so we'll continue to follow the processes of the medical regulator because that's going to keep Australians safe and ultimately provide confidence.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.